All right, social media aficionados are scrambling to get access to an exclusive new social media network called Blue Sky.
Joining us live on the KSL Newsline is ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky. I've never heard of this, Mike.
Yeah, so it's interesting, right? There's this whole sort of Cambrian explosion of new social networks that have seemingly cropped up in the last year since Elon Musk has taken over Twitter. And interestingly, they're all kind of similar to Twitter. Blue Sky was actually created by Jack Dorsey and Parag Agrawal, two former Twitter executives, while they were still at Twitter in 2021. It kind of became its own independent thing, and then it really spun off and became its own app in 2022 after Elon Musk took over that app. And because of that Twitter connection, and possibly because Twitter really hit on something that people have responded to with sort of small microblogging posts, Blue Sky, very similar to Twitter. It's an algorithmically organized scrolling feed of short posts that people can like and share and retweet. But this one is based on a technology that's a lot more open source and sort of, they say, interoperable than something like Twitter.
But we see that there are invites that are selling on eBay. Do you have to pay monthly for the service?
So you don't, but as of right now, Blue Sky is in what's called closed beta, which means that you need to get an invite from someone who's already on the platform in order to set up your account. So there's certainly like an exclusivity factor happening here. Estimates say there's about 60,000 to 65,000 people on the platform, which is pretty like small potatoes when you compare it to the hundreds of millions of people who use Twitter and the billions of people who use Facebook products or Meta products, I should say. But I think that exclusivity factor, the fact that like a lot of the big personalities from Twitter, AOC, Drill, which is a popular sort of comedy account, have cropped up on Blue Sky. People kind of want to get in, and they can't get in maybe if they don't have the invite code. So it's just kind of creating this sort of hype storm.
So from Metaverse to Fediverse, what is Fediverse?
Right, so that's this underlying technology that I was referencing earlier. This idea that Blue Sky is based on what's called a decentralized protocol, which is a very complicated way of saying that it's this idea that your social profile, your likes and the people that follow you and the people that you follow and the posts that you make on social media, as of right now, they are sequestered in whatever app you're using. Your Twitter posts are only on Twitter, and you can really only see them on Twitter. Same with Instagram. Same with Facebook, same with Snapchat. What the Fediverse posits is that that doesn't necessarily need to be the case. The likes and follows and the followers that you have are just part of your online persona, and you can access them through different apps. And Blue Sky, presumably, is one of those apps, or so they argue. And they say it's a sort of more interoperable way to access the internet. You can like, for example, if there was a federated Facebook, you could see tweets from a federated Twitter, or you could like and share Instagram posts from a federated Snapchat. So a lot more, things that need to happen before we get to that dream, but that's what they say they want to build here.
So here we go, trying to squeeze 30 hours into a 24-hour day. Mike, we appreciate your time as always.
Of course.
Great stuff. ABC News technology reporter Mike Dubusky.